Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
The evidence of a fruitful life. Yeah. That is our topic all this week as we continue our journey of faith. We're living in the faith zone, and it must produce evidence in our life.
I'm so happy to join you on this Tuesday morning. And as you emphasize on the main topic for this whole month, the evidence of a fruitful life. And how do we see the evidence? So we must have understanding. We must produce fruit. When we produce the fruit, we have the evidence. So therefore, the evidence of a fruitful life comes from the spirit of expectation. The evidence of a fruitful life comes from the spirit of what? Expectation. Mm-hmm. And our expectation has to be grounded in something. So let's just talk about it, guys, on this Tuesday morning. I'm looking for the evidence in my life. So in order for me to experience the evidence of a life of fruitfulness, it is coming from a spirit of expectation. And you guys did that in Proverbs 23, verse 18. Mm-hmm. For surely there will be an end. And my expectation, or your expectation, will not be what? Cut off. Mm-hmm. So you will get it if you do some stuff. Mm-hmm. So expectation is now grounded in faith. Expectation is now grounded in faith. So a fruitful life is coming from the spirit of expectation that is grounded in faith. So if there's no faith, there's no fruit, because the fruit is coming. It's not there yet. If it's there, then it's not faith. It's just there. You don't have to believe for anything that is already there. Because faith is the what? Substance of things what?
Hope for. Mm-hmm.
The evidence of things not seen. Not there yet. Mm-hmm. Not there yet. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be seen. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm expecting it. It's not there yet, but I am expecting it because it is real. Right, guys?
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot expect something that is not real. So we say faith is what? Real. Mm-hmm. I can't expect something that is not real. That's foolish. Mm-hmm. Whatever I expect is real. It exists. Mm-hmm. The only thing here, guys, it's not here yet. Yeah. If it's here, then I'm not expecting it. Mm-hmm. All right, let's give an example. You go on Amazon and you go on Amazon and you pick out a product on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And you purchase that product, but you don't have it. It's not at your house. It's out there. So you will be saying, I am expecting a what?
A package.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I'm expecting a package.
Certain package.
Yes. And not any package.
Not any package.
That's right. Thank you for being here, guys.
A certain package.
Yeah.
A specific item.
Yeah.
That you already selected.
Yeah.
That you already saw.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times when we're browsing and shopping and such online, we're already seeing a lot of uses for what we're scrolling and what's coming into our eye.
Yeah.
We see ourselves wearing that outfit. We see ourselves going to various places that outfit.
Yeah,
we see us using whatever the item is. We see it being bringing forth productivity and bringing forth something in our life. And then we order it. We click the, you know, buy now.
Yeah.
And we add to the cart.
Yeah.
Check out.
Yeah.
And we believe that as we click these buttons, that this product is being processed and that it's going to arrive on our door.
Yes.
And if you open up the package then and it's not what you saw, what are you doing? Taking it back.
Yeah,
something's not
it.
Right. You know your package is somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So you're looking at the tracking. Well, this ain't my package. So you believe that it's somewhere. So you're doing your due diligence now to track it down because you know that it is somewhere. Where there's been times where packages have been delivered to different houses on the street and they get mixed up. Then the neighbors are, wait, I think I got your package. I think you might have got my package because there's an expectation that it is somewhere.
Yes.
So we go then and we seek it out. We begin to ask others about it. So we must have the same expectation of the promises of God and seek them out.
Okay, my fellow Amazon shoppers, I need to talk to you. You know, you order something online and you look at the picture and you enlarge it and you think it's going to be a certain way. And how many times you get it in the mail and it's nothing like the picture?
Yeah.
You know, so we're expecting what it's going to be. So we already have our expectations of how it's going to be. And then you get it and you say, this is it?
Yeah.
It wasn't what we expected it to be.
Yeah, that's great.
And as far as having packages being switched, now we're getting into a very busy season. So how many times somebody else gets your package? And, you know, sometimes they send you a picture of what it looks like when it's delivered. And you look at it and say, that's not my door. That didn't get there where it's supposed to go. So we're saying all of this just to say that we have expectations in life in general. It's just part of being, you know, we just expect things because that's just the way we think it's going to be. But when we expect things in God, we have something more assuredly. We have the word. Assured, we have the word of God.
Yes.
So we can expect it with confidence.
Yes.
Not like looking at a picture on Amazon and saying, this is what it's going to look like, and it doesn't. We look in the word of God, and it gives us very specific a guideline on what we need, what we can and cannot expect, and his promises are real. So we need to be grounded in the word, and this is why we keep on trying to teach you this. Because we all live in the same world. We're all together in this world. And we all experience very much the same thing. But we have instruction on what to do in order to survive in this world, in order to live according to his will. And we're teaching you that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And this is a part of life. We don't see it, but we can have faith that what the word of God says will come to surpass.
So how about this, Diane? Mm-hmm. You says, there's a tracking number that is attached to that particular parcel package. And we have the tracking number and we know we should get it. And if we're not getting it, we use the tracking number to find how far it is, how far it is from your doorstep. Mm-hmm. Well, we have the word of God as our tracking number.
Right. Yeah.
It is our tracking
Amen.
Number.
Amen.
When it's not there, we need to go back to it.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah. The
Amen.
Word of God is our tracking number.
Yes.
You
Amen.
Need to go back there, look at it again, and see that what it says. And that is what bring it, the word of God, bring it into being. Guys, look at Hebrews 11. And verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because he who comes to God must have what? Must believe. Must believe that he what? Exists. So first, my expectation already, know that God exists. So I'm going to draw near to him. And the only way I can is through faith. And he says, and we know this, and know that he is a rewarder of those who what?
Diligently
seek him. And in verse 3 of the same chapter, it says that, it says, by this we understand.
That the world were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
So that's my tracking number there. By this I understand that this thing is coming. By the word of God. That's my tracking number. That God says that. I believe it. I'm exercising it. I'm walking in it. I walk by faith and not by emotion, which is sight. I walk by faith and not by sight. I walk by faith and not by emotion. I walk in by concrete. By this I know that the world was framed by the word of God. And the things that I now see with my natural eyes did not come from things that would already be visible. Because things that is visible, I need no faith in it. The visible thing, it's there. There's no faith in that. It's there already. Faith is in something that is not in your possession. And you have to have faith. And that's why, even, guys, when you go on Amazon, you have faith that that parcel going to arrive at your house. You have faith. You, it's by faith.
And if it doesn't come when you think, you want recompense.
You
right?
Want recomp-
You're calling them up. You want recompense.
Charging.
You said it was going to be here in one day. You said it was going to be here in 2 days. Now, I needed this. I was counting on this item for this purpose. And you want recompense.
Yes.
So how much more with the things of God should we contend with the word?
That's
when
what he says.
The adversary is holding things back. Right. We must continue to contend with the word. In Mark chapter 8, verse 22, the story came to mind. It says, then he, which is Jesus, came to Bethsaida. And they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. So this is Jesus.
Yeah.
He takes the blind man out of the town. He spits on his eyes. He puts his hands on the blind man. And then he asked the blind man, hey, do you see anything? Verse 24. And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking. So he went from not being able to see anything to now being able to see men like trees walking. Verse 25, then he, Jesus, put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up. And he was restored and saw everyone clearly. So when it didn't meet the full expectation, Jesus even went back again, put his hands on his eyes again, made him to look up, and his vision now was restored, and he saw everyone clearly. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you
looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.